What you looking for?
The point spreads on the football games today.
Even on Thanksgiving?
They play anytime. I can't find it.
Maybe it's not in there.
No, they're all here. Except the team that I put a bundle on.
Which team was that?
Alcorn State.
Alcorn State? Never heard of it.
You're kidding.
No?
They're underdogs, but they're playing their arch rivals, and so I figure anything can happen.
Alcorn State.
It reeks of tradition, doesn't it?
Tradition's a possibility. All right, come on here, get inside.
You can't arrest me, it was my house. I can do whatever I want in my own house.
Yeah, all right, what do we got here?
Ed Garrity stabbed his brother-in-law with a fork.
With a fork? Yeah, Barton, they were fighting over this.
You stabbed someone over a turkey drumstick?
It's my drumstick from my turkey sitting on my table. I paid for that stuff. He didn't. The bum hasn't worked in 2 years.
What about the other guy?
Oh, they're patching him up over at the hospital, Barney. He got stuck in the hand.
He's lucky I didn't have the electric carving knife. I could saw through a log with that baby.
Bet you could. All right, Dietrich, book him.
Empty your pockets.
The bum deserved it.
Barney, you want me to check him for prior forkings? Sorry.
What's the victim's name?
Powell. Paul Powell. And he ain't the victim, I am. Him and my sister have been living with us for 9 months.
You're a compassionate man, Mr. Garrity.
He's a lousy bum. You know what he is? A sculptor. He's a lousy sculptor.
That's interesting.
What am I supposed to do, leave her out there to starve with him?
That's a familiar pattern with artists, particularly the great ones.
Oh, yeah?
The lack of recognition and appreciation of their work during their lifetimes.
What?
In fact, most great artists only attain acceptance and notoriety after they're dead. You almost forked him in the prominence.
Got it. Private psychiatric hospital on 8th. 3 patients escaped.
Wonderful. All right, Wojo, you and,
I'll go with him, Barney. I'm bored.
Well, I hope this proves entertaining enough for you.
Let's go, Harris.
Yeah, right. You know, as a matter of fact, I feel restricted by this whole continent. I think what I've got to do, I got to go abroad. You got to get one. How provincial.
Afternoon, gentlemen. After you hear the latest interdepartmental bulletins, communiques, memos.
Oh, sir. I would like to take this opportunity to be the first to wish you and the men a very
happy Thanksgiving,
everyone. Sir,
it's all right. You were first.
Thank you, sir.
Happy Thanksgiving, Dietrich.
Thank you, Inspector.
Well, now you're supposed to wish me the same. Hey, that is if you got any breeding.
Of course, Inspector. It's just that I've never been a strict adherent of the custom. I'm an agnostic, hence the uncertainty of who to thank specifically.
Well, maybe you wouldn't have that trouble, you know. Jerry Ford was still in the White House. Well, I didn't vote for Mr. Peanut, so don't go taking it out on me, did you? I mean, saying happy Thanksgiving is just the same as you saying, yeah, hey, good morning, yeah, hi, buddy.
That's true.
So? Happy Thanksgiving.
Hiya, buddy.
Well, what brings you down here, Inspector? I mean, holiday and all?
Oh, Bonnie, I just come down to wish the boys a happy Thanksgiving. And to thank you, Bonnie.
Thank me for what?
I haven't made you home for dinner last Christmas.
Well, it was our pleasure.
Thanks, Bonnie. I mean it. I really appreciate it. Taking a lonely old man in off the streets, no place to go on holiday.
We really loved it, Inspector. Well, loved having you.
Here it is Thanksgiving, huh?
Time sure does fly.
I was taking a visit up at the nursing home, you know, to see old Brownie.
Well, I'm sure he'd appreciate that.
Appreciate it? Bonnie, you can't tell the difference between me and a lamp.
No improvement, huh?
Yeah. Just lays there like a sack full of jello. He gurgles every now and then.
Come on, bring it in. Let's come on in here.
Responsibility as a professional nurse.
I cannot be everywhere at once, Dr. Engels.
Everywhere, no. Somewhere, yes. I presume you can be somewhere at once, Miss
Pearson. There are not enough nurses, for God's sakes. Are there enough nurses?
I'd like to see some more.
Responsibility.
All right.
Hold on. Let's just take it easy now.
Barney, this is Dr. Engels. He's the head shrink over at the hospital.
Harris.
Oh, hey, Barney. That's the way he refers to himself, huh?
Well, in an atmosphere such as ours, it helps relax the patients. You see, humor is useful right. in treating neurosis, all kinds of neurosis, as is medicine, as is environment.
And, Barney, this is Miss Pearson and Mr. Brewer. They were on duty when the patients escaped.
Don't say escaped, not escaped. Say wandered off. I mean, after all, we're not a prison or anything like that.
Three of them
wandered off.
Right after locking these two in a closet.
You weren't hurt, were you?
Well, they never touched us. We were already in there.
We were checking the inventory. They locked us in the closet.
I see. Harris, you want to get a statement from Miss Crewson, Mr. Brewer?
All right, Miss Crewson, come on.
Doctor, if you'll have a seat over here, Detective Roger Howitz will take your statement.
Bonnie?
Yeah.
I think I'll be gone.
Ah.
Downstairs.
Oh.
Yeah, just for a minute. I want to wish the uniforms a happy and active Thanksgiving. Just wanted you to know where I'll be. In case you change your mind. Hurrah for the fun as the pudding done. Hurrah for the pumpkin pie.
Did these people ever try to leave the place before?
No, usually they're very tranquil. There's no problem controlling.
Uh-huh.
But sometimes, now, they do trick us. They don't take their medication. And then they become very,
lucid?
Exactly.
Hey, when can I get out of here?
Could be no determination, Mr. Garrity, till your brother-in-law comes down and makes a statement.
Yeah, it'd be just like the bum to press charges against me.
You stabbed him.
He annoyed me.
You know, it's likely you won't be charged at all.
What?
90% of domestic assaults never reach the courtroom stage.
Yeah?
Statistics prove your brother-in-law will let you out.
Good.
And within a week, attempt revenge.
Hey, Barnes. Disturbance in the automat over on 10th.
Kind of disturbance.
Some guy's raising hell.
The automat on 10th? Well, that's near the home.
Yeah, he took his clothes off. He's running around naked.
Charming.
That could be Duquesne. He does that when he's threatened.
All right, Dietrich, over the Vojo.
Hey, am I going to have a naked crazy person in here with me?
No visitors.
Okay, Miss Crewson, here we go.
Oh, thank you. You're so kind.
Thank you.
But I guess that doesn't mean anything.
I beg your pardon?
Kindness. I guess it just doesn't mean anything. 15 years I worked with those people. What do? They lock me in a closet.
Well, come come on. I mean, you know, they're not responsible.
They're insane.
If you say so.
And I have always given to the insane. I have always given to anyone who ever needed me. The halt, the lame, and the blind. You see, I have always believed that it is better to give than to receive.
Are you talking about the whole corn game?
If you want it, all you have to do is ask.
No.
That is all I have ever required of anybody at any time.
I see.
You ask, I give.
Is this coffee too hot?
You know, locked in that closet, that's the thanks I get. Poor Kenny, he was so scared.
Kenny?
Kenny, the big attendant.
I see.
Confinement in that small area. Forced up against each other in that hot, torrid closet. He needed me.
He asked and...
I gave. Do you have some water?
It's over there by the fire extinguisher.
Can I have you?
Yeah, I'm Paul Powell.
Yes? Ah, the brother-in-law.
You mean the bum. He's arrived.
Hello, Eddie.
Hello, bum.
Eddie, how could you do something like this to me?
It was easy, believe me.
We're all gonna go into this room. Into this room.
Into this room? You sure you don't want us to go into some other room?
No. I want you to go into this room.
You're a weird kid.
Don't crowd me. Don't anybody crowd me, or my pants are coming off.
Big deal!
I mean it.
You ain't got nothing we haven't all seen before, right?
Or a reasonable facsimile.
What are you asking him for?
Look, we can all get pneumonia.
Well, the automat was a mess, partner. This guy was running around without any clothes on. And the old guy here was throwing food all over.
Hold on. Doctor, you did say they were harmless.
Oh, absolutely. At worst, they're recalcitrant children.
Hold on. Whoa. Let's hold it down. I'm Captain Miller. We're going to try to solve whatever problems seem to have come up. In the meantime, we're going to make you as comfortable as possible.
Well, you got a toilet in this room?
Certainly, Mr.
Biederman. Rudolf Biederman.
Biederman. Wojo, would you accompany Mr. Biederman?
Yeah, this way, Mr. Biederman.
Miss Ravish shoved around through one of those little glass windows. You better grab one of the cooks.
They were out of turkey sandwiches. I was just trying to get his attention.
Would you have a seat, Miss Ravish?
Certainly. It's no more than I deserve.
Barn?
The manager of the automat said they might want to press charges.
Didn't you tell him they were mental patients?
Yeah, he said he doesn't like to encourage that sort of thing.
Very compassionate.
Well, what? Here's his phone number.
All right, I'll take care of it.
Captain, I confess, I murdered my husband.
An aberration, Captain. Anna, your husband is still alive. You only imagine that you murdered him. He left you for another woman.
Ask him if he's seen him lately.
Have you seen him lately?
Are you going to believe her or me?
All corn state. A-L-C-O-R-N. You got a score.
Nothing, last time I heard.
May I speak with the manager, please? Well, this is Captain Miller of the 12th Precinct. Would you ask him to call me when he comes in? Thank you.
Now, what the hell, Barney? I mean, holidays for the kids, right?
That's right.
Burned you up, though, huh?
Well, someone once said, youth is wasted on the young.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mickey Rooney, I think it was.
You got a son?
No.
Well, don't get one. When they grow up, they have you committed.
Son, have you committed?
Yeah, they said I made too much noise when I eat.
I'm going to ask you a few questions.
I'm 82 years old. Engels is out of his mind, and the place is a dump.
It's not true, Sergeant. We have a reputable staff and a very well-run organization.
You won't let me watch TV or eat by myself.
You throw your food.
Well, it stinks. Anyone in his right mind to throw it. Isn't that so?
I suppose.
You see?
Sergeant, the first rule of psychiatry is not to reinforce deviant behavior.
I'll sit on it, Engels.
Captain? I'm not going to sign this complaint form. I want to have my brother-in-law released.
I'm delighted to hear that, Mr. Powell. Nick, turn Garrity loose.
I'll tell you why. My feelings...
I'm sure you have your reasons.
Why are you letting me out?
Powell decided not to prosecute.
Why?
It's my way of saying thank you.
For what?
For what? For letting me live in your house for so long. For allowing me to concentrate on my work. For all that food you gave me in the past. Without stabbing me.
Hey, don't try to make me feel guilty. I won't.
Your life is some good property.
Listen, Eddie, I've never been able to give you one thing. Let me do this for you, huh?
No strings.
Absolutely no strings.
Sign here.
12 Precinct, Yamana. Yeah, Barney.
Thank you. Captain Miller here.
Here's your turkey. What did I tell you?
He let me go. You were right.
And within the week? Come on, Andy. Let's go home.
Dr. Engel, I just spoke to the manager of the automat. He says he's not going to press charges, so you can take your people back to the home.
Oh, very good, very good.
I don't want to go back there. Nobody understands you.
Come, people. It's time to ride the big bus. Oh, boy, a big bus. Goody, 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 we're going to ride in a big bus.
Don't encourage him.
I don't care what anybody says. It's healthier to live without clothing.
You're right. Studies have shown that as a group, nudists are less frustrated than people who wear clothes. Their blood pressure is lower, and in general, their outlook is much better.
Then why do you wear clothing?
Gotta wear a badge.
Right. Okay, let's go. Closet nudist.
Don't be abusive. I enjoyed being here.
Oh, well, I enjoyed having you. I meant that figuratively. No, literally. You better make that figuratively.
Dietrich, would you accompany Mr. Biederman downstairs?
Some Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
And a happy Thanksgiving to you, too.
Thank you. Do you think my husband is still alive?
Well, no one has reported him missing.
Oh. What about my father?
What about your father?
There's a good chance that I killed him, too.
Well, we'll check into that.
I appreciate that.
Transference. Simple transference of hostile objectives. Oh, God, it'll take years to unwind this one.
Well, good luck.
I don't believe in luck. I believe in science, damn it.
Happy Thanksgiving.
That's easy for you to say.
I think I'll be shoving off, Bonnie.
Right, Inspector.
First, I want to wish you a warm, wonderful, and happy Thanksgiving, Bonnie.
To you, too.
Thanks. Oh, and give my heartiest felicitations to the missus and to your lovely children.
Why don't you do it yourself? Dinner's at 7.
With all the traffic and everything, Bonnie, I was thinking 7:30.
7:30 will be fine.
See you, Bonnie.
Outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. Since you know place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Snowing outside.
If you like a show and know it, that's being a fan. All the best episodes all weekend long? That's Fandemonium. Every weekend only on TV Land. Always one thing on.